Well, you won't find the word lobbying in the description, but this program is billed as the first of its kind to do just that. It's a master's degree that will be offered this fall at GW's Graduate School of Political Management. Courses in the program are expected to teach students how to advocate and impact policy within their home state here in Washington or the global environment at large. Now, the university says graduates of this program will be well equipped to hold a variety of positions, including frontline lobbyists before legislatures of foreign countries, strategy consultants creating advocacy plans for multinational corporations, nonprofits, or NGOs, and legislative advisors to clients seeking to change laws or regulations for a country or a region. One George Washington University professor who happens to be a former trade association CEO had this to say about the new program. We suffer from tremendous clutter in politics, business, and our daily lives. We're aiming to teach students how to cut through that clutter and to ensure that their messages are not only heard, but that action is taken on those messages. Now, I did get some reaction from people here in Washington, D.C. about this program and the idea of creating more lobbyists. Take a look.
It just sounds a little ridiculous.
I think it's a good idea. It's an option. You know, if you're interested in politics, that's a good way to start.
I don't have a very favorable reaction about that aspect, but I feel like any sort of program that could assist in helping people do their jobs better is always good.
As far as I understand lobbying, it's people who already have money who want to protect their money. So if you're going to get a master's degree in that, it just kind of sounds like.
I know a lot of people have really bad opinion about lobbying and lobbyists, but still it's a really important component of a democracy.
Of course, we know that Washington, D.C. and K Street in particular is no stranger to this kind of advocacy. It's now a billion-dollar industry. In fact, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, the total amount of dollars in lobbying increased from about $1.5 billion in 1998 to roughly $3.2 billion in 2013. That means that over a 15-year period, lobbying spending more than doubled. But perhaps most interesting is that while the dollar amount has steadily gone up, the number of registered lobbyists is actually decreasing. In 2007, there were almost 15,000 active lobbyists, and in 2013, there were just over 12,000. So that could explain why the university is launching this program at this point in time, perhaps seizing on the opportunity to fill those potentially available positions. And of course, when you take that into consideration with the most recent Supreme Court decision allowing lobbyists to donate more money to campaigns, it seems we can likely expect to see a lot more money shaping politics. In Washington, Amira David, RT.